And so, I entered the senior high school in my area. At that point, I'd already begun to regret this decision. My new school sat on top of a very high hill, and even in the spring weather, students would become hot and sweaty just from climbing the steep road. Looks like my intent to walk to school in a leisurely fashion wasn't going to work. Every time this thought rose to my head, along with the fact that I would have to walk up this hill every day for the next 3 years, I became tired and depressed, which is why I overslept a bit today. I was beating myself over the head for not studying harder in middle school. Had I done so, I might have gone to a better school and not to Mount Everest. I suppose this is why people in fiction invent time machines. All of this was just too depressing. That was the reason for my lone, grim face. The guys were wearing more modern sport jackets, and we, the girls, were wearing the traditional sailor uniform. A pretty weird combination. At this point, I really wish that I had gotten into a school that had business suits as the girls' uniform instead. At least that way, I wouldn't have to look like something from an H game. Maybe I should organize a petition and get all the other girls to sign it. No, that'd be too much work.
Have a few years of high school and hope you all work on your studies. Don't waste your time on goofing off. Thank you for your time.
The boring ceremony finally ended. Why do we need to sit through these things again? And I, along with my not so willing new classmates, entered the 1-5 classroom. Our homeroom teacher, Okabe-sensei, with her practice for an hour in front of a mirror smile, walked to the front of the class and gave a self-introduction.
All right, my name is Sora Okabe and I'll be your homeroom teacher for this year. It'll be a long one, so I hope we make good teammates. I'm also the PE teacher and the coach for the girls' handball team. Why handball, you ask? Well, when I was back in university, I was on the girls' handball team. And not to brag or anything, but we even won the championship. Moving back to my previous statement, we need more girls on the team here at North High. There isn't much competition or anything. Actually, we lack so many players that if you try out, you're on the regular squad. It's not very complicated either, and it's extremely fun. Actually, I think it's one of the best sports in the world, or better yet, the universe. You guys should really give it a try. Oh, and I look forward to meeting you guys and having a great year. Now, let's introduce ourselves.
My name is Miriku Yamato, and if you girls want a good time, then come see me.
My name is Tamura Motoe. I enjoy classical music, I can play the violin, and I hope to join the music club.
Hello everyone, my name is Taro Fujishima, and I hope to be an Iron Chef someday. So if any of you ladies out there would like, you know, private cooking lessons, just, you know, contact me and, I can teach you how to cook. Because I'm really good in the kitchen. I have really good hands. I mean, no, but not that way. You know, like, I mean that I'm really good at organizing stuff and, never mind. Anyway, nice to meet all of you. Thank you.
My turn was approaching. I was starting to get nervous. Everyone here should understand my feelings, right? After I managed to finish my carefully planned, minimal-length introduction without faltering over my words too much, I sat down, feeling the relief you get after finishing something unpleasant but necessary.
My name is Haruki Suzumiya. I graduated from East Junior High. I have no interest in ordinary humans. So if anyone here is an alien, a time traveler, a slider, or an esper, then come! Be my bride! That is all.
What's this? So early in the morning?
Next person, please stand up.
A few days after that twist of introduction, I did something that I would never forget. I tried to talk to him before class. My metaphorical dominoes of misfortune began to fall, and that was the person who pushed the first block! Oh, this is my fault! Because, you see, when Haruki sits in silence in his seat, he looks just like a normal good-looking guy. Besides, he seemed interesting enough, and sitting in front of him was a good enough reason to strike up a conversation. I'm so naive! Somebody, anybody! Kami, please, slap some sense into me. Of course, I ended up starting the conversation with that one incident. The stuff you said, back in your introduction, was all that serious?
What stuff in my introduction?
That stuff about the aliens.
Do you happen to be an alien?
Well, no.
If you're not, then what business do you have with me?
Nothing.
Then don't bother talking to me. You're a waste of my time.
I stopped talking to him after that. Even though I don't mind eating alone, I didn't want others to think that I was some loser girl, that nobody liked when everybody else was cheerfully eating their lunch with their friends. That's why, even though I didn't care what others thought about me, I ate my lunch together with my junior high school friend, Kunikita, and an East Junior High graduate named Haniguchi who sat close to me. We started talking about Haruki.
Did you try to talk to Suzumiya?
Yeah.
And then he said some crazy stuff and you really didn't know how to react?
That's what happened.
Well, he wouldn't be interested in you anyway, considering your figure.
Excuse me? Isn't there a saying, with friends like this?
Personally, I advise you to give up. Not even pretty girls can attract the attention of this guy. I was in his class 3 years in a row. I know how he is. He always does the weirdest things. I thought he'd at least tone it down a bit when he got into senior high. Apparently he hasn't. You heard him in his introduction, right?
You mean the alien bride stuff?
Yeah, that stuff. Even back in junior high, he always said and did lots of bizarre stuff. For example, there was that school vandalization incident.
What happened?
You know that one thing that uses plaster dust to draw lines on the sports field? What was it called again? Anyway, he sneaked into school late at night and, with that, whatever it was, drew a huge, huge symbol in the middle of the field. It was so astonishing! I went to school early that morning, and all I saw were big circles and triangles. I couldn't figure out what they were supposed to be, so I went up to the fourth floor to get a better view. That didn't help. I still didn't know what that symbol was.
I think I saw that before. Didn't the newspaper have a story on it? It even had a helicopter view of it. The symbol looked like a broken Nazca pictogram. The headline was something like, "Mystery Vandal Strikes Junior High at Night," right? Well, care to guess who pulled the stunt?
I don't remember hearing about that before.
It was him, right? He admitted it himself. There's no mistaking it. Naturally, he got called into the principal's office. Every teacher was there questioning him on why he did it.
Why did he do it, then?
I have no idea. I heard he refused to say anything. You've seen what he's like, refusing to say anything unless he considers it important. Someone said that he drew the symbol to call out to UFOs. Others said that it was a magic symbol and was used in summoning monsters, or that he was trying to open a portal to different worlds, etc. A lot of speculations went around, but as long as the perpetrator himself refuses to talk, we might never know if those rumors are true or not. To this day, it's still a mystery.
Really? Suzumiya Haruki was probably really doing it to summon UFOs, or monsters, or even a portal to another world. Maybe he wanted to fight whatever showed up? But after all that work, nothing came of it, and he must have been left with those feelings of boredom and melancholy. That's what I thought.
That's not the only thing he did. This one time, I came to the classroom in the morning and discovered that all the desks were moved outside, or that there were these printed stars on the school roof. Another time, he was going around the school slapping ofuda onto the walls and the ceiling. You know those Chinese ones where you put the paper talisman on a vampire's forehead? I just don't get him. He's really popular with the girls, though. He's athletic, smart, and pretty cute, too. Even if he's nuts, some girls think that makes him mysterious and sexy. And his lone wolf appearance adds plenty of points, too.
I get the feeling that's more cognitive dissonance than his personality actually being likable.
So how do you know all of this?
There was a period of time when he randomly started asking girls out nonstop. From what I heard, the longest relationship lasted a week. The shortest one ended 5 minutes after he asked her. In addition, the only reason Suzumiya gave for dumping his girlfriends was, "I do not wish to socialize with ordinary women. You're a waste of time." That line again, huh? That guy really has no sense of tact, does he? If it's any consolation to those countless broken hearts, they're not missing out on much.
Are you one of those girls, Taniguchi?
Well, I heard all this from other people. I'm not lying. It's just for some reason, he just asked out seemingly random girls. But by the third year, Everyone had finally started to stay away from him, so no one got asked out anymore. Although I have a funny feeling that history will repeat itself in senior high. I'm warning you now, stay away from him. This is coming from someone who was in the same class as he was.
Say whatever you want. I'm not interested in him anyway. Besides, aren't I not good-looking enough, according to you?
If there's one guy I'd like to date, it'd be him, Asakura Ryo. Judging from my inspections, he definitely enters the top three hottest first-year guys list.
You checked out every single first-year guy in the school?
I group guys into A to D categories, and believe me, I only pay attention to the A guys. I only get to go through high school life once. I want mine to be as fun as possible.
Yeah, I get it, Taniguchi. But you didn't really answer the question.
So Asakura Ryo is an A then?
He's an AA+. Come on, just look at his face. His personality must be first class. I even hear he's in the kendo club. Plus, he's got a great butt, too.
Taniguchi was right. You couldn't deny that Asakura Ryo is quite a different kind of guy than Suzumiya Haruki. First and most obviously, he was very handsome. And he always smiled, giving off the impression of great compassion towards everyone. Second, Taniguchi's description of his personality was actually pretty accurate. These days, no one dared to talk to Suzumiya Haruki anymore, except for Asakura Ryo. No matter how rude Suzumiya Haruki was, Asakura Ryo still tried to talk to him from time to time. He was so fervent in the matter that he almost acted like a class monitor. Third, from the way he answered his questions in class alone, you could see that he was very smart. He always answered the questions correctly. In the eyes of the teachers, he was probably a model student. To top it off, he was extremely popular with the guys in the class. The term had only been going on for a week, and he was already well on his way to being the idol of the male students in the class, who seemed to look at him like a feudal lord of old. I think the Greeks had a word for that kind of adoration. Asakura Ryo is one of the few guys I've ever seen who looked like the stereotypical handsome prince in the cartoons I watched as a little girl. That charming smile, that calm appearance. Compared to him, Suzumiya Haruki was just a science fiction-obsessed weirdo. I guess it was a good thing that I didn't have magical powers. I didn't want to be carried out to be Suzumiya's bride. It was still April then, and Suzumiya hadn't started acting up yet. Which meant to me, a month of peace and relaxation. Unfortunately, I didn't know there was only a month to go before Haruki would start going off his rocker. Even during that short time, though, I'd already observed some of Haruki's more eccentric behaviors. Now, why would I say something like that? Peculiarity number one. Every day, his hairstyle changed. Added to this, from my observations, there was sort of a weird pattern to it all. On Monday, Haruki would come to school with his long hair down. On Tuesday, there'd be a single spike gelled up on the back of his head. On the next day, there'd be two spikes. The day after, three. By Friday, there were four spikes, one on each cardinal direction of his head. Was that supposed to signify something? So Monday, zero. Tuesday, one. Wednesday, two. As the day of the week increased, so the number of hair spikes. By next Monday, the whole crazy process would start again. I couldn't see any reason for it. Following that pattern, he should have six spikes on Sunday. I bet he looks like some sort of typical shonen character. I suddenly wanted to see how his head looks on Sunday. Peculiarity number two. For phys ed, classes 1-5 and 1-6 would combine to have phys ed together, though the boys and girls separated. When we changed clothes, the girls would go to the 1-6 classroom and the boys would go to the 1-5 classroom, meaning at the end of the period, the girls from our class, 1-5, would move to the other room to change. Unfortunately for my poor sanity, Haruki would completely ignore these conventions and start stripping before the girls had even left. It wasn't as if he was an expeditionist or anything. I think he simply didn't care whether anybody saw his body or not. Wearing his usual scowl, he'd just throw his pants under the desk and get into his gym gear. While this was happening, most of the girls in the class would be either completely confused or squealing in delight. So it was up to me to get them out of there, trying to ignore Haruki's near-naked body. According to gossip, the other guys in the class, led by Asakura Ryo,
attempted to talk Haruki out of that kind of behavior, but he refused. Something about the male body being nothing to be ashamed of. Every PE lesson, Haruki would totally ignore everyone else and take off his pants without so much as a glance. So, in order to preserve the purity of our maiden eyes, we girls decided to leave the classroom as soon as the bell rang. But for those who are too corrupted to turn back, the photographs are available at 200 yen apiece from a certain Kazuma-kun, 1-5. Seriously though, Haruki is pretty well built. Where am I going with this? Peculiarity number 3. At the end of every period, Haruki would go missing. When the school bell came rolling around, he'd grab his school bag and march out of the classroom. I'd have thought that he'd gone straight home. But to my amazement, he joined and quit every single club in the school. One day you'd see him shooting hoops in the basketball club, and the next you'd see him making an urn in the pottery club. The following day, you might see him waving a stick at the opposing team in the hockey club, or smacking home runs in the baseball club. Now I can see why those sports jocks try to talk to him. All the clubs try to persuade him into joining them permanently, but turned each and every one of them down. His exclamation went along the lines of, "Doing the same thing every day is boring. I need new experiences." So, in the end, he didn't join any of his clubs. What exactly is he trying to do? Thanks to this kind of stuff, gossip about the bizarre first-year guy spread throughout the school almost instantly. Within a month, there wasn't a single person in our school who didn't know who Suzumiya Haruki was. By May, people might still not have known the name of our principal, but Suzumiya Haruki had practically become a household name. So, with all this kind of stuff going on, and Haruki always at the root of it all, May arrived. When it comes to fate, I'm more inclined to believe in the existence of a Loch Ness monster. So much for the sensibility of a high school girl. You see, unlike some girls I know, I don't think there's a red string of fate tying me to my one true love, nor do I like reading my fortunes in a magazine. I mean, how can 1/12 of the population experience the same thing in the same day? That's beyond bizarre. Nevertheless, if destiny is actively influencing human lives, my metaphorical wheel of fate had probably been turned. Maybe in some far-off land, there's 3 magical cones busily reweaving my future? No. That's just stupid. After the end of the vacation for Golden Week, I trudged off to school, not sure what day of the week it was. The unnaturally bright, sunny weather blasted my skin, made me drip with sweat. I already had a shower this morning, and already I wanted another one. This stupid hill the size of Kilimanjaro just makes it worse. It never seems to end. What on earth does the earth want from me? Was it suffering from some sort of obscure medical ailment? Is the worsening condition of my skin the cure for this disease? And haven't we stopped sacrificing young girls in the name of natural forces a long time ago?
Hi, Kyun. Where did you go for Golden Week?
My parents took me and my little brother to see my grandpa in the countryside.
That's boring.
Fine. Then what did you do?
I got a part-time job.
Probably at a brothel somewhere. Really? Working doesn't seem to suit you at all.
Kyun, you're in senior high now. Why do you gotta go with your little brother to see your grandpa and grandma? You should be hanging out with your girlfriends or something.
Kyun, by the way, is my nickname. My uncle was the first person to call me that. A few years back, my long-time no-see good-for-nothing uncle suddenly said to me, "Wow, look at you, Kyun-chan. You're all grown up." Could he have thought of anything more embarrassing? My little brother thought it was funny, and all started to call me Kyun. After that, the rest is history. My friends, upon hearing my brother call me Kyun, decided to follow his lead. From that day on, my name, to everyone, became Kyun. Damn it! My brother used to call me Big Sister. It's a tradition of ours to have a family reunion during Golden Week. Taniguchi, full of hot air as always, boasted about how there were so many cute guys in her workplace, and how she planned to use the money she made to buy a new miniskirt for the summer. To me, stuff like that, along with telling people about your dreams or how amazing or cute some pet is, are the dullest possible topics in the world.
So as I wondered if this was how Haruki felt when people talked to him about football, we arrived at the school gate. Suzumiya Haruki was already sitting behind my seat, staring at the ceiling when I entered the classroom. Two spikes protruded from each side of his head. I guess that means today is Wednesday. After I sat down, for some incredibly stupid unknown reason, the only explanation being that I had completely lost it, I blamed the heat. Before I could catch myself, I found myself once again talking to Suzumiya Haruki.
The hair spikes. Are they some sort of way to contact the aliens?
Hmm? When did you notice?
For a while, I think.
Well, truth be told, I think each day of the week gives off a different image. Monday is yellow, Tuesday is red, Wednesday is blue, Thursday is green, Friday is gold, Saturday is brown, and Sunday is white.
I sort of understand what he's trying to get at here.
So that means, if we use numbers to represent each color, Monday would be 0 and Sunday 6, right?
Yes.
Shouldn't Monday be 1, though?
Since when did your opinion matter?
Yeah, right.
Hey, have we ever met before? Like, a long time ago?
No, I don't think so. After I answered, Okabe-sensei lightly entered the classroom, and our first real conversation ended. From then on, I fell into the routine of talking to Haruki in the few minutes before homeroom. Obviously, if I didn't try to start a conversation, Haruki would just sit in his chair and stare at the ceiling. Also, were I to try to talk to him about how last night's TV show was, or how the weather is, etc., boring topics, he'd just ignore me. With that in mind, I chose the topic of conversation carefully. I always tried to keep it about him. Is it true that you really tried to join all the clubs? So, did you find any fun clubs? If there is, I think I'd consider joining it myself.
None. None exist. My assumption was that high school wouldn't be a waste of time, but it's just the same as mandatory education. Nothing ever changes. Nothing here is interesting. Ugh, I joined the wrong school. Well, sports clubs and cultural clubs are exactly the same. They're boring. If there was some unique, exceptional club in this school, then I might consider joining.
Who put you in charge of deciding what clubs are interesting or not?
Exactly, what criteria did you have in mind when you decided what school to attend?
Shut up. If I like a club, then it's unique. Otherwise, it's plain. A waste of my time.
I expected to hear that from you.
Annoyed, he looked back up the ceiling, marking the end of the day's conversation.
On another day, overheard something the other day. It's not something important, anyway. Did you really dump all of your girlfriends?
Hey, just who do you think you are asking me all this? Did that one girl tell you? Taniguchi, right? Why is that girl in the same class as me year after year? Man, I hope she isn't one of those psycho stalking girls that follows you around every year.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know what you heard, but it doesn't matter. Most of it's true in any case.
So, you never met a girl you ever wanted to have a serious relationship with?
Not one. Every single one of them was silly and childish. I cannot engage in a serious relationship with any of them. Each of them expects to be taken out to dinner and paid for, with candles. Often a sappy romantic movie beforehand for a heart-pounding experience. And at the end of the day, they'd say a shy, "See you tomorrow," and then just walk away. Then, without fail, they would confess their deep love and adoration over the phone. I mean, why couldn't they just tell me something that important to my face?
I can understand how those girls felt, though. Making such an important confession to someone with such a strong personality would probably make anyone feel uneasy. They probably lost their nerves from seeing your expression, Haruki. I really hope I never have to date a guy like that.
Yeah, you're right. I'd ask the guy up to the school rooftop or something and tell him there.
Who says your feelings matter?
What? Did I say something wrong again?
I mean, are all women in this world such dim-witted, twittering creatures? That question's been annoying me since junior high.
Hey, don't forget who you're talking to.
Then what kind of girl would be interesting to you? An alien?
I'm fine with aliens or similar things, so long as they're not normal. Be they male or female.
Why is it so important that they not be human?
Because ordinary humans are no fun at all!
I have to agree with Haruki on this one. If it turns out that some cute transfer student is half Earthling and half alien, that'd be pretty cool. If Taniguchi, currently sitting next to me stealing quick glances at Haruki and me, was secretly a magical girl who fought evil in the shadows alongside a fucking wizard, it'd be even cooler. If Asako Ryo, who, for some reason keeps smiling at me, was a superpowered prince from a long-forgotten kingdom, then my school life would be as exciting as it could get. But there's no way that could happen. No aliens, time travelers, handsome princes, or magic powers exist in this world. Even if they did exist, they wouldn't just appear right in front of average people like me and go, "Hello, I'm actually an alien."
After class, Taniguchi, with an utterly baffled face, tried to corner me.
Hey, Kyon, what kind of magical spell did you cast?
Magical spell?
I've never seen Suzumiya talk to anybody for that long. What did you find that could possibly interest him?
What did we talk about? I just asked him some normal questions, that's all. Though I did try to keep the conversation about him.
I'm really surprised.
It's nothing new. Kyon has always liked weird guys like that.
Hey, wait a minute! Don't say things will cause a misunderstanding.
It doesn't matter if Kyon likes weird guys, that's not my point. What I can't understand is why Suzumiya would talk to an underdeveloped girl like her. I don't get it at all.
Is no one listening to me? Hey!
Maybe Kyon is as weird as he is.
I am not! Stop talking about me like I'm not here!
Probably. I mean, you can't expect someone with a nickname like Kyon to be normal.
Stop calling me Kyon, Kyon, Kyon! Can't you people use my real name instead of that overly cute nickname? At the very least, I want to hear my brother call me Oni-chan!
Actually, I'd like to know the reason as well. I've tried talking to Suzumiya-kun a few times already, but nothing came of it. Could you teach me how I should talk to him properly?
I don't know.
I feel relieved. He can't go on being isolated from his classmates like that, so it's great that you've become his friend. You need to continue helping Suzumiya-kun so that he can get along with the rest of us. We are the same class, so I'll be counting on you. If there is anything I need to tell Suzumiya-kun, I'll just ask you to pass on my message.
Wait just a minute! I don't want to be his personal secretary!
Please?
Faced with a request in that manner, the only thing I could do was give vague, uncomfortable responses like, and ah. Asakura took that as a yes, and rewarded me with his charming, sunlight-like smile. And then went back to his desk. After noticing that a lot of the girls in the class were staring at me with angry eyes, my heart fell to the bottom of a canyon.
I never saw it coming. It was warm and sunny outside, so everyone in the class was getting sleepy.
Ow!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Are you in elementary school or something? Let go already!
I got it!
Oh, don't spit all over me! And let go!
Why didn't I think of this before?
What is it that you finally thought of?
If it doesn't exist, then I can just create one myself!
Create what?
A club!
Really? Wow, that's an excellent idea. Can you let go of my hair now?
What's with the attitude? You should be happier about something like this!
Look, we can talk about your wonderful idea later. Right now, I just want you to think about where we are, and then you can share your incredible joy with me. But just calm down first, okay?
Why? What do you mean?
Class is still on.
Haruki let go of my ponytail. I rubbed the back of my aching head and turned around slowly. I noticed that the whole class looked completely awestruck. That freshly graduated newbie English teacher with his chalk in his hand stared at me and looked as if he was ready to cry. I signaled Haruki to sit down quickly and bowed politely towards the poor teacher. Please continue with the lesson. I heard Haruki grumble about something and sat down unwillingly. The teacher then resumed his writing on the board. Create a new club? Don't tell me I'm already a member. My poor, aching head just serves to increase my feeling of unease.